Anyone and anything is a target. Press TV correspondent reporting from the Gaza Strip on the Israeli airstrikes. Over 600 targets have hit in total, from residential homes to government buildings to even journalists. The death toll at about 100, over a third women and children. Israel has reported that Palestinian fighters have fired 250 rockets towards Israel, reaching as deep as Tel Aviv, but causing no injuries. Israel's death toll remains at one soldier. In this edition of the debate, we'll look at why the international response has not been anywhere close to what 95 deaths or maybe even 100 deaths should bring, as it took the UN close to 3 days to convene. We'll also look at the Arab response. For example, Egypt, which appears to have taken a back seat in mediating a ceasefire. And finally, we'll ask our guests about a possible ground invasion in which Osama Hamdan, a senior Hamas official, has said that Israel is miscalculating Hamas resistance fighters if it opts for a ground operation.
The UN Security Council has convened a session on Israel's war on the Gaza Strip, but without a clear outcome. At the meeting, the UN chief called for a ceasefire, while the Palestinian ambassador to the world body slammed the Israeli assault on Gaza and urged the international community to take action to stop the Israeli war. This is while Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly ruled out a truce with Palestinians. Israel is pushing ahead with its intense airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip. The airstrikes, which began on Tuesday, have so far left scores of Palestinians killed and hundreds of others injured. Many of the casualties are women and children. Hamas says all Israelis are now legitimate targets as Tel Aviv continues to kill Palestinians indiscriminately. Amid the Israeli airstrikes, Tel Aviv has threatened Gazans with a ground incursion if they do not stop firing rockets at Israeli cities and towns. But Hamas has warned against such a move.
I can guarantee that if they decide to have a military operation, a ground operation, it will not be a smooth operation. It will be very tough, and I believe they have to understand that There will be casualties farther and more than they can expect.
This is not Israel's first war on Gaza, and it will definitely not be its last against the blockaded territory. Israel's two previous onslaughts on the Gaza Strip killed hundreds of people, mostly women and children, in the late 2008 and early 2009, and also in 2012. Observers believe that the latest Israeli attacks are aimed at dissuading Palestinians from having a unity government that includes both Hamas and Fatah movements.
This reminds us of what the white South African apartheid regime used to do to the blacks of South Africa. But even in the heydays of apartheid in the 70s and 80s, the South African apartheid regime never used F-16s made in the United States of America, Apache helicopters, to attack black townships and civilian areas. And this is happening right now in Gaza. What is happening right now in Gaza is a continuation of the massacres that have been going on since 1967, but at a much larger scale.
You tune into the debate. Let me introduce our guest for this edition. Member of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Abdullah Abdullah, joins us from Ramallah. And we have a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, Richard Weitz, who joins us from Washington. Gentlemen, welcome. Richard Weitz, you have about 100 Palestinians killed at this point as of the recording of this program, a figure in which it's approaching almost half, at least 30%, to have been women and children as young as two, some 4 years old, some 10. Homes targeted, media personnel have even been targeted. Is this anything other than Palestinians, the brutal killing of Palestinians?
Well, we've seen these figures before. This is comparable to the other cases we've seen whenever there's been a conflict in Gaza between the Israeli military and the Hamas and allied forces. And it's just a function of the Gaza's very densely populated. There's not a missile defense system or other major defenses as you have in the case of Israel. So you're going to get these imbalance and high casualties. And the best way to to deal with the situation as we've done in the past, move as quickly as possible to a ceasefire.
Abdullah, you heard a guest there, Richard Weitz, when I mentioned the fact that as children as young as two have been killed and over 30% at this point to have been women and children. Does his answer satisfy what you would think should be an answer to the question I asked?
I think it's our main concern is to stop the bloodshed, is to stop this attack. Israel is having its own design on putting the Palestinians into a military confrontation so they can have the upper hand and they can inflict more casualties, not only in persons, but also in infrastructure, in property, and politically, to make sure that they are their aim, at least, which will not be fulfilled, is to break down the national conciliation government. Because they don't want to see the Palestinians united. They wanted to keep Gaza out of the equation because of its densely populated Palestinians. And to deal with the West Bank through the settlements, through the restriction on the movement of the Palestinians, on the growth of their economy. So the Palestinians, whether they submit to the Israeli occupation or they leave the country, and that's what makes it possible for the Israelis and will prevent the Palestinians from having their right to self-determination and establishing their independent state in the territories occupied in 67.
Richard Weitz, it's interesting that when the three Israeli settlers were kidnapped, as it was reported initially, and of course then the bodies turned up, even the media reported that Israel was after targeting first Hamas, and then as a result, wanting this national unity government to break up. Is this what yes. Israel was after? And do you think that they are going to be successful by doing what they're doing to the Gaza Strip, which at this point, 95 deaths have occurred with over 400 or 500 injured?
As you point out, this was not a war planned by either side. It was basically a concurrence of events. There was the killing of the three Israelis, and then there was the killing of the Palestinian youngster. Both, tragic incidents and called for them. And since then, we've seen an escalation, as might be expected. Now, as the conflicts evolved, I suspect that both sides are thinking about where they want to end up. And Israel, I'm sure, would love to see Hamas weakened. They've not been very happy by it with the unity government that has been established between Fatah and Hamas. And so, as in the past, they would like to use this as an opportunity to weaken Hamas. And Hamas itself probably wants to affirm its strong resistance credentials, show people that it's not compromised on its opposition to Israel's settlement policies by working closer to Fatah. And they both might achieve their objectives. They're not necessarily exclusive. But again, as you pointed out in the beginning, many people are going to die if this continues to reach that end.
Abdullah, why would Israel be so much, as you indicated, I'm not sure what word to describe this as, but why would they be so much against Hamas, to target Hamas and try to break up this national unity government in this form and fashion?
Well, there are two motives for that. Number one, the national unity government, which is not really Hamas and Fatah, it is a technocratic government that has no political affiliation to either. But this consensus government united the country, united the people, one institution, and it brought both parties, all other factions as well, closer to peacemaking, where we agree on a program that President Abbas is advocating. Now, Israel doesn't fit with this program. Israel wanted to prevent the creation of a Palestinian state, wanted to deny the Palestinians their right to independence, wanted to continue its occupation. Therefore, it decided back in 2005 to take Gaza out of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict equation because of its densely populated people, without leaving Gaza alone, because Gaza continued to be controlled from the air, from the sea, from the land by Israel. No one can go out, no one can go in without the Israelis. And even foodstuff, medications, solar for the electricity, everything has to go through coordination with the Israelis. And in this case, they would have the West Bank for themselves, building more settlements, confiscating more land, thus preventing the creation of a Palestinian state. Now, with this unity, the legal personality of Palestine becomes very evident, and that brings it more possible for the Palestinian state that has been recognized by the United Nations on 29th of November 2012. So this is one goal. The second goal, Israel wanted to create some sort of a new image, the victim image of Israel, in order to regain the support it used to enjoy before. Nowadays, because Israel was blamed for making the efforts of John Kerry,